And he had to do it because the first time he graduated from kindergarten, the teacher teaching him then felt somewhat as I did, although I wasn't encouraging her to graduate. She felt that he was ready to go on and it would be a hindrance to him to keep him back another year. Well, I felt the same way, but naturally I'm not going to say it, you know, because she's with him and I'm at home finding out second-handed what has happened, you know. And he passed the tests and everything else that would have allowed him to go. They wouldn't take him. They're just hard and fast on their rules.
You know, the rule must be much sterner with the rules than they used to be.
Yes.
I know that
much.
At one time, they would let us skip grades. You could skip all grades.
They have really wanted to skip me 3 times. And of course, mother wouldn't let that happen.
My mother either.
No, indeed. And in a way, I'm kind of glad. And I know when I... excuse me, but this is why I had to get these things.
That's okay.
I hope it's not going to mess me.
That's okay.
Young, I started school at 5 1/2, 2. Mm-hmm. And with the same thing in mind as I had for my older son, that I felt he was ready. Mm-hmm. The teacher felt he was ready. And I started, and they didn't want to take me at first grade here at Alabama State. But the teacher just refused to keep me back another year, and so mother had to do something with me. And so she asked the first grade teacher if she would just let me sit in with the first grade class then, if she wouldn't enroll me as a student. So she agreed to do that, and as it turned out, then I outdid the others who were supposed to be there, you see. And so by the time December had run around, and that was the end of the first semester, then in January, when we went back to school, that was then the beginning of the second. And I was then of age to be able to be placed in the first grade. But as it turned out, I was the one that ended up getting the scholarship for the first grade. And I was the only one there that got it. And of course, this is what nursery school teacher kept telling mother. I knew it would have been a total disservice to this child to have kept her back another year. Well, I not only got the scholarship that year for the first grade, I got it every year that I was here for 8 years. And I only shared the scholarship 1 year, and that year was in the fourth grade. I have a scholarship somewhere around here now that I have never used. Because I got it in the 8th grade from high school, and then I didn't go back to Alabama State in the 9th. I went away to school, but I couldn't transfer it to somebody else. And so I didn't use it, I know.
When you went to school, was it much different from the way it is now, you think?
Oh, yes.
What are some of the principal differences?
Well, I feel that more... in my feeling, you see, I can't say that this is definitely the way in which it ought to be. But I feel they paid more attention to the particulars and the special things that people ought to learn. And I said this about English and everything else, but I also prefaced it with a reason as to why I didn't go into it. I don't want to be bogged down with literatures. And, I felt that they were more conscious and consistent about it. We had better speaking teachers.